Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish.
Kurnow played on Gary Abbott many, many times. Being good enough to join us on the line. Ed, welcome to you. I think you're having a listen to that. What are your thoughts on this whole Abbott situation? Do you take much notice?
Oh, thanks for having me, Gary, Tim and Ham. Yeah, I was sitting in the car on the way in with Charlie and we were listening. Me personally, having played on Gary a few times and been lucky enough to play on him, superstar player, but also myself and Charlie from a similar area and Surf Coast and this beautiful spot down there. So I just think when there's family issues and a player's requesting that the stuff going on, I agree with what Hamish was saying, and you give him that space and you let him be. So I'd respect that, and I reckon Gary's got that respect in the game.
Yeah, which is important too, I think, and this is a broader issue about media and footballers such as yourself, Ed, is that one of the things Gary said last night is the reason I've come on is I want to clear a few things up, because if you don't do that and you just let it roll on, the speculation grows and grows and grows. He addressed it. I certainly respect it. I know, Hayman, you do. Yep, private issues, you deal with those. But we will still judge you as a footballer. So, I mean, what's your attitude to stuff like that, Ed? If you had an issue yourself that, you know, was impacting on the way you're playing and you were copping some criticism, would you be going to the footy club and say, listen, I want to talk. I want to put this out here so that it's all on the table, or do you keep those things to yourself?
I think I'm in a different situation. Gary Ablett's been a marquee player, and he's face of the game for many years. So, personally, he would have tried to keep it as quiet as low key as he can, and he's probably just gotten to the stage where it's gotten to a point where it's become too much, and he's felt like he's had to come out and ask for that privacy. I'd probably go about it the same way and try and deal with it with those that are closest to me and the people at the club that I have the closest relationships with, because I think that's where these things are really important. You have a strong support base around you, and you can speak to people at the football club and coaches and other players that'll help you in those areas. And if you don't have those people, then it can make it very hard.
Hey, good morning, Ed. It's Tim here. Patrick Cripps and obviously Sam Rowe both got injured. They got belted around a little bit last week against the Demons. Are they both going to play this weekend?
Oh, look, Cripps is very tough, as is Rowe. They probably are both the toughest guys we've got on our side. So knowing their personalities, we'll play with players like those two in footy clubs, and they want to play every game. They're those types of players, so I'm sure they'll be putting their hand up. They trained yesterday, and I'm sure they'll put their hand up and captain's run tomorrow.
Hey, Ed, Hamish, are you alongside Charlie in the car?
Just jumped out. I sent him out so he wouldn't laugh at me whilst I was doing
it. Anyway, it must be an absolute joy to have your brother in the same football club and playing in the same 22 each week.
It really is. It's a bit of a thrill, and it's something I never would have expected. And to be honest, I've got another brother, George. He's playing down at Old Carey, and it's probably something when footy's done for me at the Blues, it'll be something I'll be chasing to play a bit of footy with George, I reckon, as well, before my time's done. Because it really is. It's just a great feeling, and just to kind of look across the field and see him there and hopefully get a bit of waxing done on the field. So and he's going really well, Charlie. He works really hard, and he's going to be a multi-positional player, I think, and a really valuable one.
Hey, Ed, you two look so much alike. Can your mum tell you apart? Because there are a lot of people that just keep on mistaking you for Charlie and Charlie for you.
You get that something earlier in the year where
there
was a
Gary.
Hey, Ed, I was actually paying you or Charlie a favour. I can't even remember which one it was.
I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, I suppose we all look alike. There's five of us, and mum and dad have got strong genes, so we've all kind of look reasonably similar.
Hey, Bombers, MCG on Sunday. Get your hands on the Blues limited edition Blue Out Guernsey tribute to the suburb of Carlton. The Carlton boys are going to be running out in that Blue Out Guernsey against the Bombers on Sunday. Stocks are limited. Head to carltonsc.com.au to purchase yours today. That is a rivalry. I mean, there are rivalries within rivalries, but this is a footy club, I reckon, where you look at and they've battled a bit and they're on the move. You'd love to just sit them back on their haunches.
Oh yeah, they've gone in at two wins now, and we're two losses. So they're cherry ripe. You know, I think the start of the year, they've shown some very good form, and watching from afar, it is a good story for the Essendon Football Club with the players coming off the suspension. So that's good to see as a fellow player. But for our club, this is a game I've loved playing in my 6 or 7 years at the Blues, and it's always a good crowd, great feeling out on the MCG, and we've won a couple. Essendon beat us at the end of last year, so we're looking to rectify that and really come out strong.
New faces, Ed. A man that has captured my imagination is Samo Petrevski-Seaton. He's a bull rider, which I love. He's from the middle of nowhere, Halls Creek, but he's also got the longest rat tail that's ever played football.
It's awesome, and he cops it around the club too, so he's done well to keep it. He's a great guy, Samo. I don't think I've met a guy that's come into a football club that's been as respectful as he has been with the way he treats, listens, and speaks to other people. For a guy who's only 18 or 19, it's truly amazing. And then to have come from such a remote community in Western Australia and make the trek all the way to what's going to be a cold winter in Carlton. So he's really fitted into the club, and the players love playing with him. And I think you just have to watch that goal celebration on the weekend to understand how much AFL and footy means to him and his family and where he's from. So it's just it's a really exciting time at the footy club at the moment. We're blooding these new, young, talented players that have all got different stories. So, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Hey, Ed, great to speak to you this morning. Good luck on Sunday.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, Ed Curnow playing with his brother.
Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish. Weekdays from 6 on 1116 SEN.